There is a company called Big Fork, and they have some of the most delicious pork products I have ever had in my life. You need to try them. You save 20% right now when you go to tjriggins.com/deals and use the promo code TJ. You're going to love it. It's Big Fork.
The perfect start to the day.
New Radio Net presents the TJ and Riggins Show.
Just the best.
Thank you for being part of the new radio explosion.
Oh, good morning. Good morning. Ooh.
Hey, guys. Hey,
we're all dressed like it's already winter. I'm wearing a hoodie kind of, it's made of like kind of thermal material. And I got the air at about 68. In the high, because I've got a Zoom meeting with the other radio station right after we get finished today. And I threw this on because I thought it looked adorable. But then I had to crank the air down so I don't burn up while I'm doing this show. So I got this thermal type hoodie on, shorts. And I think for the first time in the history of my radio career, I'm doing the show completely barefooted.
Wait, first time ever?
Yeah. I mean, when would I have ever done the show barefoot?
Every day of my life. I'm barefoot every single day.
Since we have our home studios, you're never wearing shoes?
Never.
Yeah. Well, I usually have socks and slides is usually what I'm wearing during the show.
Okay. But
today, I guess because I felt I was hot in this shirt, but now with the air cranking, my feet are freezing. So I may have to, in the break, go put on some socks.
So are you one of those that you're hot all the time, but your feet are cold?
No.
Like 9 times out of 10?
No, and to be honest with you, since I've lost some weight, I'm not nearly as hot natured as I was. Like there are times when I'm actually cold.
I get that.
But I mean, it's only been 27 pounds. So, but then again, once I finish losing the other 80 or whatever I have to lose, I'm going to be freezing all the time. I'm going to have to move to dang Miami or somewhere. Arizona.
Great idea, though.
The fat was making me hot.
It's true, though. You lose a little bit of weight and you start getting chills. You're like, where's that coming from?
Ooh, girl, my feet are freezing. My feet are like a chunk of ice. You know, that's one of those sayings my grandmother and my mom would always go, ooh, your hands are like a chunk of ice.
Yeah.
A chunk of ice.
Mm-hmm. Chunkabunka.
So, Riggins always wears hoodies, though, no matter what time of year it is. He's always wearing hooded sweatshirts.
Yeah, but it's cold in my house, too.
Yeah.
It's just cold, but I'm also fat, so I don't totally get it. I should be burning up.
No, but you run your air at like 64 or something, don't you?
Yeah, in the summer, I keep it at 68, but in the winter, I don't even turn the heat on. I keep it at like 58. That's about as warm as it gets in the winter.
Yeah, that's what I would be for. And that's I try to tell Jody that whatever I run up as far as the electric bill in the summer with the air conditioning, I make up for it in the winter because I don't want to turn the heat on.
That's it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. What would she like it on in the winter?
During the day, about 72, okay. Something like that. And at night, down to 70 or 69, something. She likes it cold at night.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I already had to hear from her this morning that she didn't sleep well last night. It was too hot. It's too hot in there.
Oh, nothing's worse. Your fault.
This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
Guys, I have an announcement. The cutest quilty backpack from Eric Javits is on sale right now. And with our discount code, it is an extra sale, 20%. So go to tjriggins.com/deals, save 20%. It's the quilty backpack. I got it in a luscious chocolate brown. You're going to love it. tjriggins.com/deals.
New Radio Net presents the TJ and Riggins Show with TJ, Riggins, Lindsay, Tech D, Rob.
Sets the tone for my day.
This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
But Lindsay, you are you're dressed up a little bit more than usual. What do you have going on after the show? You got to do something with your children at the school or something?
Oh, yeah. Class mom to the rescue. And I'm wearing Joseph's coat of many colors today. Literally his coat. Yeah. It's a fancy little number. But yeah, mm-hmm. I got school stuff. Wednesdays are my busiest days. Or wait, Thursdays.
Today's Thursday.
Thursdays are my busiest day. See, I don't even know what day it is. I'm so busy.
Yeah.
I'm praying for tomorrow. That's that's a chill day.
Yeah, Friday. but it seems like her life ramps up on the weekend, though. Like, yep. She's super busy on the weekend. So during the school year, is it way crazier during the week than it normally is?
Way crazier. I'm new to this real school life because now that she's in kindergarten, she's at a real school. You know, this in preschool where you forget something, fine, it doesn't matter. You know, now it's like constant. So, yeah.
Yeah, and you also can't just say, she missed today, so no big deal.
You know? I missed that. TJ, I miss that. You have no idea. We're like, her fall break's coming up. And I was like, I wonder if she could just not go on Friday before fall break. And then Kyle's like, isn't she on attendance? I'm like,
yeah,
you got me.
If you make your kid flunk kindergarten because she couldn't get it, you didn't want her going to school on days that were inconvenient, that would be bad.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
TJ, were you good at attendance when you were a kid so you could play football?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. When I got up into, you know, middle school, high school and all that. But there were times when I was a little kid, I'd fake being sick.
Oh, yeah.
So I wouldn't have to go to school.
Really?
Yeah. Because I had bronchitis for real, you know, pretty regularly. But then there were times when, you know, anytime that I said I was, you know, my throat hurts or I'm, they would have to, you know, make sure I'm not getting bronchitis. So I would go to the doctor. So many times I went to the doctor and I didn't have to when I was a little kid, a little lion kid.
Really?
Not a lot, maybe a couple of times, I guess. But the doctor always said, yeah, I mean, I can hear a little wheezing in his lungs. So I'm like, I must have chronic lung wheezing because there's nothing. I don't feel badly at all, but he heard something.
You were on the most antibiotics probably and didn't even need them.
But no, I never did get one of those perfect attendance awards at the end of the year. I never got that.
I rarely got it, I think.
I never got
it. Did you, Regan?
No,
oh, you didn't get it.
Yeah, my mom worked at the school, so I had good attendance. I don't know that I was there all the time, though. But one of those things about staying home sick as a kid, it's not nearly as fun when you actually do it. That's what I always found out. I was like, this is boring.
Yeah, because it's over faster than you would think. And then you look up and go, okay, well, I would be out doing something now if I weren't sick. So,
yeah.
And then they started that evil trick where they started bringing you your work home, so you had to still do the school work.
That was what I was going to say. That made it not worth it. I mean, this isn't Ferris Day Out or whatever. This is.
Yeah, Ferris's Day Out.
This is my favorite movie, Ferris Day Out.
This is the TJ and Regan Show.
Hey, it's Riggins from the TJ and Riggins Show, and I want to tell our radio family about your business. Let me tell your story. Head over to tjriggins.com/influencer and find out more information about how your business can be partners with the TJ and Riggins Show.
Now, back to the TJ and Regan Show.
Listen everywhere.
Thank you for being part of the new radio explosion.
Yes. Woo. I'm out of breath, y'all.
TJ out of breath, y'all. Real out of breath. looking pretty in baby blue, though. I'll give you that.
Oh, thank you. You know, that's a George Strait song. It triggers my music ADD. Baby blue was the color of her eyes, baby blue.
It makes your eyes pop, but it makes your tan pop too. It's a double doozy.
Popping eyes, popping tans. All right, let me take these glasses off so people can see without a what do you call it? A glare on my old man glasses.
popping eyes and popping tans.
Yeah. There it is. Looking good. Lindsay, I wanted to ask you, is the door fully closed on baby number three?
Okay. It's pretty closed. It's closed. Kyle's is padlocked shut with like 8 padlocks. It's kind of like that Paris bridge with all the locks on it. That's what Kyle's looks like. Mine is like almost shut.
Okay. All right. I was just curious. We, you know, I asked that every couple months because you didn't seem to be certain when I first asked you a year or so ago. So I was just curious. Well, TJ, I want to get your opinion on this as well. There's a woman that posted on TikTok. She said, this is her quote. I'm due on October 20th. I need ideas of what to do during maternity leave, like hobbies and stuff. I've already ordered yarn and coloring books. And the responses from the commenters are, I don't know. I guess you could expect this, not having a kid. Somebody said, yeah, what are you going to sleep while the baby crochets? Is that what you're
planning on? Yeah, I'm confused by this question.
It's her first kid. She thinks that during maternity leave, she's going to want to pick up some hobbies.
That's so sweet. That's precious.
Somebody actually said, come back in December and have a good laugh at this statement.
Yeah.
So Lindsay, you're saying she's not going to have time to do anything.
No, when you asked the question, I thought you meant she was about to get out of her job, like before she had the baby. Now I'm realizing this lady crazy.
Is it not possible to have free time on maternity leave?
No.
Oh, okay.
No.
Because is it that the free time you do have, you want to be taking a nap when the baby is taking a nap and all of that stuff?
Or you're pumping, or you're washing bottles, or you're doing laundry because they spit up 24/7 and they poop themselves. No, there's just no time. There's no time.
Somebody said showering is going to be your special hobby.
Yes. I remember going days without thinking, this ain't right. Yeah.
Another person said, yeah, during my maternity leave, I got to drive through Chick-fil-A one time. somebody else said, you're going to have a newborn. You need to heal, sleep, and snuggle with your baby. Those are going to be your hobbies. Mm-hmm. But other people came to her defense saying, don't let people scare you. I spent maternity leave wearing my baby and watching Game of Thrones. So you do have some free time. I guess some people are saying, don't let all these other people scare you. But for the most part, people are going, what are you talking about? You're not going to have any time. You got a newborn.
Silly.
Yeah. Game of Thrones. Women are like Game of Thrones.
No.
Me and TJ both went when she said Game of Thrones.
Swap it out for Gilmore Girls or something like that, maybe. Yeah, absolutely.
More TJ and Riggins coming up.
Guys, I have an announcement. The cutest quilty backpack from Eric Javits is on sale right now. And with our discount code, it is an extra sale, 20%. So go to tjriggins.com/deals, save 20%. It's the quilty backpack. I got it in a luscious chocolate brown. You're going to love it. tjriggins.com/deals.
What is new radio?
New radio is
streaming everywhere.
Listen to the show starting each weekday morning at 7 Eastern, 6 Central. This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
If you want to go watch the video of the show, you want to check it out on YouTube, Spotify, all that stuff, just go to tjriggins.com and you'll find everything there. Just like and subscribe to it all, please. But you'll notice that I'm not hat fishing today. Mm-hmm. no hat fishing. And the reason for that is because my children, my birthday was the day before yesterday, and they got me a new head shaver thing. Mm-hmm. that I had asked for. It's one of the good ones. I had a cheap one that I ordered from Temu or somewhere, and it didn't work so great, but they got me the real deal. And so I'm all slicked up.
Well, I'm so glad that you got a birthday gift because I didn't even know it was your birthday.
Yeah.
And I'm very angry about it. I'm trying to console my feelings, but all I wanted to do was sing happy birthday. But now I got to go, happy belated birthday to you. Just want to sing you a little ditty.
But I mean, I thought everybody knew when my birthday was, and I don't make a big deal out of, you know, I don't say, oh, hey, it's my birthday and, you know, whatever.
But you would to your friends.
Exactly. It's very selfish of you, TJ. Extremely selfish, and you, it's what it is.
It's selfish of me that my friend doesn't know when my birthday is.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know when you guys' birthdays are. I mean.
To purposely keep it from your friends is a selfish thing to do.
Yeah.
It is. It just is.
I didn't purposely keep it from anybody.
Hey, we did the whole show that day, and no, not a word was said.
I wasn't even thinking about it that day. But men aren't supposed to make a big deal out of their birthdays.
But you didn't have to make a big deal. All you could say is, hey, it's my birthday today. Yeah. Oh, my God. I would have been like, happy birthday.
But did you have to tell me when it was your birthday? No.
No, because you have a great freaking memory, Tej. I don't know what to tell you.
He makes a good point. He does make a good point while he is being selfish by not divulging that information. You should know. I also believe that.
Well, good news. It's in my calendar now, and there's an actual alarm on it. So the day of next year, I'm going to get a little beep, 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 beep. Mm-hmm. I'm going to bring you something and sing.
No, what you're going to say when that alarm goes off is, oh, my God, today would have been his 57th birthday.
Don't say that.
Shout out.
Pouring out for my homie. No.
That's right.
Or you'll say, oh, my God, hey, Riggins, do you have time today to run by the home and visit TJ on his birthday?
Oh, no. If you're in a home, I'm going by it and I'm making the biggest production you've ever seen. I'm doing a parade.
Yeah, I probably won't even know. You can sort of put a silly hat on me and everything, and I'll just be,
Yeah, we're going to adjust
all over my shirt.
We're going to put the blanket over your lap. We're going to put that little party hat on you, and we're going to have some pudding or something and talk about how much TJ loved pudding when he was young.
Yeah.
I love a good butterscotch pudding. That's hard to find. That is hard to find, but.
Yes. Yeah. Well, now I know what to get you next.
Run by the K&W, see if they can make one for you to go.
TJ, Riggins, and Lindsay want to thank you for listening.
Let's go!
This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
Guys, I have an announcement. The cutest quilty backpack from Eric Javits is on sale right now, and with our discount code, it is an extra sale, 20%. So go to tjriggins.com/deals, save 20%. It's the quilty backpack. I got it in a luscious chocolate brown. You're going to love it. tjriggins.com/deals.
Stream the show 24/7 at our media center at tjriggins.com. This is great. Our media center has a podcast option, a streaming option, and a way for you to watch the show if you'd like. It is awesome. You're going to love it.
The perfect start to the day.
New Radio Net presents the TJ and Riggins Show.
Just the best.
Thank you for being part of the new radio explosion.
If you are watching the video presentation today, I say that to be silly because I don't actually pronounce it presentation. I think that's very pretentious sounding. Yeah. I'm a presentation person. Mm-hmm. Then you'll notice that my camera keeps glitching. And I say that so you can go and watch it and be full of yourself whenever you message and go, TJ needs to fix his camera. TJ needs a new internet connection. You know, people love to call that out. Anything, really.
Anything, yeah.
Speaking about my birthday that Lindsay forgot about, the other night I was on my way to work and my mama had called me during the day, so I called her back on my way into the other job in the big dangerous city, and my brother happened to be there at my mama's house. So they live about 2 hours apart. And he goes down, I think, once a month and spends a night with her and cooks for her or either takes her food. They just have a, you know, what he calls becoming the favorite son or keeping the favorite son, whatever. And so she answered and he was there, put it on speaker. So we had the whole, you know, birthday conversation with the two of them. And I said, well, what are y'all doing? And she goes, well, we're sitting down. we got a movie we're going to watch. And I said, well, what is it? And she said, it's called Derailed. And I said, oh, I love that movie. That's a good one. It's an old movie though. It's Jennifer Aniston and Clive Owen. Isn't that his name? Clive Owen. It's really good. And if I'm not mistaken, Exhibit may be in it too, in a small part.
I think you're right.
But anyway, it wasn't until this morning when I woke up, I'm kind of hazy. And I thought, did she say they got a movie? Like went to a place that still rents movies to watch? Surely not. But then I thought about how far she lives out in the country and that I don't know that she has internet connection that's strong enough to have Netflix or any of that kind of stuff. I don't know. But she said, we got a movie, or she may have said we've got a movie, meaning we've got one pulled up here that we're about to watch. But I didn't even know if that's the case. I didn't know you could even go get movies like you used to in a rental situation.
I have seen two red boxes in the past couple months, and I've like honed in on them because now I'm like aware that's not normal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But she wouldn't have internet strong enough to stream a show or something?
She may by now, but when I went and visited her last summer, went to Louisiana, she didn't.
Oh.
She was having to get the quote unquote internet people out there because all she had was the Dish Network and she was trying to get Netflix.
Oh
my God. I know that's like a first world.
She does have it now. She does have some streaming service because I tipped her off to Nate Bargatze's work and I forgot. She says she wishes that he was her son instead of me. She did say that she loves him so much.
That turned real sad real quick.
I mean, she said it in jest. My mom is a funny woman.
Yeah, oh, yeah. So yeah.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. I wish he were my son.
It's hilarious. Hilarious, Mom.
Yeah, and instead of my brother, you know, not instead of me. You got two choices.
Yeah.
Although I'm not coming cooking for her once a week, so pretty easy choice.
This is the TJ and Regan Show.
Guys, I have an announcement. The cutest quilty backpack from Eric Javits is on sale right now, and with our discount code, it is an extra sale, 20%. So go to tjriggins.com/deals, save 20%. It's the quilty backpack. I got it in a luscious chocolate brown. You're going to love it. tjriggins.com/deals.
New Radio Net presents the TJ and Riggins Show with TJ, Riggins, Lindsay, Tech D, Rob.
Sets the tone for my day.
This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
Whew. So I don't know if this young lady is an aspiring pastor or not, but she has a pretty good message about the Jesus that I think that, well, most women should be able to relate to, especially Lindsay, you know, you got your little Bible school going again. Mm-hmm. So maybe you should try to get this young woman to come in as a guest speaker at one of your Bible school lessons. Check it out.
I'm just going to say the thing that no one's saying. God doesn't want you with a loser. God doesn't want you with a loser. Like, Jesus Christ did not die on a cross so you could be with a bum. What? A man was not nailed to the cross. He did not literally come back from the dead so you could date a loser. What are you saying? Stop. Stop.
I like her little laugh. I see where she's going with it. It's aggressive, but I see where she's going with it.
Yeah. The Jesus doesn't want you wasting your time, the time that he's blessed you with to go, you know, be happy in the world and strap yourself to some loser.
Right.
Yeah. I kind of agree. I wouldn't have phrased it like Lindsay said. I wouldn't have said it the same way, but she's right.
Yeah.
She's right.
She's right.
Now, even though that there was a little bit of an echo on her voice and everything, she was not in a church saying that. She was actually on her couch in her cozy bathrobe.
Oh.
just making a video and what do you call it? Proselytizing.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
A little living room proselytizing.
Yeah.
Love that. Love that for her.
You know, women get a completely different attitude when they're in their comfy robe.
Yes.
How so?
They it's almost like they're in their safe place and they're safe to say and do anything that they otherwise wouldn't say or do.
You're totally right. And I've said this about bathrobes, hats, women wearing like cool hats. If they go out, they're a whole new person. They will tell you off in a minute, you know?
It's kind of like when my wife tells me that I don't need to chew gum in public because it makes me look like I'm cocky.
Yeah.
You know, once you put that gum in your mouth, it's just like a different, is that gum good? Is you got good gum? Is it good? And I just always thought that was just another, you know, little tiny way that she could just find to try to tear me down. But maybe there is something to it. You know, gum to a man is the bathrobe to a woman, or the hat to a woman. That's it.
Maybe so.
It brings out an alter ego kind of thing.
Yeah. You get sassy.
And maybe my women always have to announce that they're about to go get in their pajamas. You know, I'm going to put on, Jody will say, I got to go get my pajamas. I'm going to get my pajamas. I'm going to go home and get my pajamas. It's almost like they're warning you.
Because
once I get in those pajamas, watch out. Don't you mess with me.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I got fair warning.
This is the TJ and Reagan Show.
Guys, I have an announcement. The cutest quilty backpack from Eric Javits is on sale right now. And with our discount code, it is an extra sale, 20%. So go to tjriggins.com/deals, save 20%. It's the quilty backpack. I got it in a luscious chocolate brown. You're going to love it. tjriggins.com/deals.
Get the latest extra funny episode at tjriggins.com, all major podcast platforms, and on YouTube. Thank you for joining us.
In 3, 2, 1.
This is TJ and Riggins. The most important stories in the world. This is Now Trending on the TJ and Riggins Show.
Yep. Good morning. Everyone is having fun. Oh. Riggins coming to us from a music studio. Obviously, he's got guitars hanging on the wall. You want to go see that? So,
the decoration is performative, as I've been told. Somebody said those are strategically placed there. I go, of course it is. I need something to fill up the background. That's what you think I have.
He's pulling that off the wall every day, plate. No,
come on.
At least it's real. At least you can't wrinkle your wall like I can behind me.
Someone messaged the other day and said, TJ's house looks beautiful. And I was thinking,
Don't break the illusion, TJ. We thought that was your real beach or your mountain chalet or whatever.
On the ski slope.
All right, that's why I'm wearing this big cozy hoodie today because it's cold up here in the mountain. We had our first snowfall.
Oh, good. He's going to hit the slopes a little bit later. right after Now Trending is out. But there is big news this week. Jerry from Ben and Jerry's Ice Cream has quit the company. They announced it. He says the owners of Ben and Jerry's is Unilever, whatever that company is, isn't allowing free speech for their company. And Ben and Jerry's is kind of based on, you know, being vocal about social issues and things like that. That's kind of what they do. And he says that the parent company wasn't allowing that to happen. So he's stepping away. He's a co-founder. I mean, he's Jerry from Ben and Jerry's.
So is it just going to be Ben's?
I don't know.
Ben's ice cream.
It doesn't have the same ring to it as Ben and Jerry's. Now, I don't think I've ever had Ben and Jerry's. It's just not my thing because they put like potato chips and.
Yeah. Well, they have regular flavors and all, but I haven't. Obviously, I haven't bought Ben and Jerry's in years and years because I don't support their ideals and principles and stuff. Uh-huh. You know, I have a lot of products like that, a lot of companies I don't support. But yeah, I mean, they sold out to corporate a long time ago. They're corporate slaves, Ben and Jerry.
Yeah, they apparently sold the company in 2000, but yeah, it's just now coming Jerry says, I can't do it anymore. So he released a long statement. He said he's very sad about it. I don't know. It's just it's the end of an era, I guess, for Ben and Jerry's.
Yeah, I don't know that Ben is still involved in it either. Or even if Ben is still alive. Ben may have passed. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, because we're not hearing from him.
Yeah, they're going to call him Jim and Gary's now.
Or Lynn. Maybe I'll just join. Lynn.
Yeah, that's a good idea. And then there's another restaurant franchise that's in the news. Wendy's is in the news because they're changing their lettuce. They're going to shredded lettuce. They're moving away from romaine lettuce. Now, you know, if you get a Wendy's burger or a chicken sandwich, it's one single piece of lettuce. But now they're switching over to shredded lettuce, much like McDonald's and Taco Bell does.
Yeah, it'll probably be iceberg lettuce, but it'll still be it'll be shredded instead, I think.
Yeah, I think so.
I like shredded lettuce, except on a sandwich, it falls out. I mean, you know, it's always falling out.
Now, TJ, you strike me as a guy that would ask for no lettuce on most fast food burgers. Am I right about that?
Sure, yeah. And it's not that I dislike lettuce. I just think it takes away from the taste of the burger. Rest of the chicken sandwich.
I know you do no lettuce on Taco Bell as well. So I was assuming that, but I wanted to double check with you. So Wendy's switching up their lettuce. Somebody has complained in our social media DMs about one member of the show. And I disagree with them completely, but we'll get to it coming up next.
This is the TJ and Reagan Show.
Guys, I have an announcement. The cutest quilty backpack from Eric Javits is on sale right now. And with our discount code, it is an extra sale, 20%. So go to tjriggins.com/deals, save 20%. It's the quilty backpack. I got it in a luscious chocolate brown. You're going to love it. tjriggins.com/deals.
Now, back to the TJ and Reagan Show.
Listen everywhere.
Thank you for being part of the new radio explosion.
Yes, make sure you go check us out on Spotify and all of this. It's just easy to go to tjriggins.com and then do everything right there. Like it and subscribe, all that, please.
It's easy. It's real easy. Well, somebody DM'd us on Facebook. We got this DM, and I'm going to keep their name anonymous because they didn't tell me that they wanted their name shared. But this is a message for TJ. It says, TJ, I love you so much, and I love the new TJ Ritchie show. But can you stop calling it, quote, her little part-time job, end quote. I didn't know what that was referring to. He's talking about, this person is talking about you speaking about your wife's new part-time job.
Yeah. That's where she's going this morning. She's got her little part-time job, her little job.
The way you say it is incredibly dismissive and contending. I think she meant, I don't know what that means. Dismissive and contending. I think she, condescending. It's not little. It's work. It's responsibility. It's income. And it deserves respect. You're reducing her effort and contribution down to a punchline. And whether you realize it or not, it comes across as misogynistic.
Oh,
a job doesn't need to be full time to matter. And the language you use makes it sound like you don't take her seriously. Knock it off. Love you.
Knock it off. Love you.
I just checked with my wife this morning, as a matter of fact, and she told me that she doesn't need anybody speaking on her behalf. Love you.
Knock it off. Love you.
Well, it sounds like this person really does like TJ, but for whatever reason, little part-time job.
I've never heard you say that.
And you know what? My wife could not care less. So if she doesn't have a problem with it, and I mean, obviously I don't mean it in a malicious way, or you know what you're going to do, ladies? And if you haven't already, you throw around the term misogynistic and misogyny so much that you diminish the seriousness of when it really happens. So everything you disagree with that a man says, or you think you don't like, and you start calling him a misogynist, or you say it's misogyny, misogynistic, then you're taking away from how horrible real misogyny is. you get people who are just numb to the term when you overuse it all the time. But love you.
Love you. Mean it. And you're not diminishing it. I mean, as far as who knows? She's making more money than you. We don't know.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a strong possibility.
Doesn't even matter. She could be working at, she could be the president of Bank of America in the high rise every day going into the big dangerous city of Charlotte. And if I called it her little job, she's not going to care.
No.
Yeah. She could be an astronaut and I would refer to it as her little job and she wouldn't care.
Right. I think she'd call it that too. Doing my little job.
Yeah. If they let women be astronauts and she managed to get one of those positions. But thank God they don't.
Oh my God. Here we go. Love you.
Over the edge yet.
TJ and Riggins coming up.
Guys, I have an announcement. The cutest quilty backpack from Eric Javits is on sale right now. And with our discount code, it is an extra sale, 20%. So go to tjriggins.com/deals, save 20%. It's the quilty backpack. I got it in a luscious chocolate brown. You're going to love it. tjriggins.com/deals.
What is new radio? New radio is
streaming everywhere.
Listen to the show starting each weekday morning at 7 Eastern, 6 Central. This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
I have never tried to walk through the drive-through window at a fast food place. Well, or any other kind of drive-through window thing.
No.
But it used to not be so frowned upon. Whenever I was young, I remember watching guys walk up to the window at McDonald's in my little hometown. And it may be because they just knew everybody working in there. And probably because they were going up and saying, hey, what's been under the lights long enough that you could give it to me?
Oh, you love that.
You know those people that know exactly how long something can sit under the lights?
Yeah. Sure.
Before they can't sell it. Mm-hmm. But there was a woman in Florida, and she was drunk, according to the reports. And a guy in the drive-thru at Popeyes videoed her. She wanted something to eat. She'd been out drinking, and she wanted the Uber driver to go through the drive-thru at Popeyes. And he didn't want to wait in the line. So she said, just let me out. So she got out, and he drove off. And she walked up in between this guy's car and the window at Popeyes, and she was complaining because they hadn't gotten her order yet. And he was like, hey, they're waiting on me. Why? What are you? This is not your turn, whatever. And she got livid because they would not give her Baconator. The Baconator, which is a delicious, delicious burger they have on the menu at Wendy's, not at Popeyes' famous chicken and biscuits.
Yeah. Like, ma'am, step aside, please.
So she went from being angry to trying to fist bump the guy who was videoing her. And then the police had to come and whatnot. So you got to be really drunk, first of all, just to say, yeah, I feel safe jumping out at a Popeyes in the middle of the night.
Yeah. Go ahead and leave. Go ahead and leave me. I'm fine.
But then again, she didn't realize she was at Popeyes. She thought she was at Wendy's, which still... In the middle of the night, I'm not jumping out any fast food place and just leaving myself open like that.
Never.
No. Walk through the drive-thru. But okay, so let's say put yourself in the position of being just absolutely hammered. Mm-hmm. And you got your choice, Wendy's or Popeyes. Where are you going?
Oh, I'm going Wendy's because I want a burger every time.
Okay.
Yes, I'm going Wendy's as well.
Mm-hmm. What are you doing?
If I'm still drunk, I'm going Wendy's. If I'm hanged over, I'm going Popeyes.
Great, great point.
That's a great point. You're right.
Just like, my favorite place to go if I've been out having fun the night before in the morning is Bojangles.
Yes, every time.
Bojangles, to me, even though I grew up in Louisiana, Bojangles is better to me than Popeyes.
Mm-hmm. Oh, and that sandwich that soaks through the paper and it's greasy. Mm. I mean, it is the perfect hangover food.
Yeah. that Cajun filet biscuit add cheese combo with the bowl rounds and a big Diet Coke.
Unfortunately, they have Pepsi, and I have to deal with that every time, but I'll take it. I'll take it.
I don't mind. I don't mind. I'm not, you know, it's weird. I can have either, but I actually like some, you know, some Pepsi products just as well. I like Diet Pepsi just as well as I do Diet Coke, especially if either one of them want to spend money with us. Take a bath in any of it if you want me to.
Thank you for joining us.
Oh my God. I love it.
I love it. I love it.
This is TJ and Riggins.
Guys, I have an announcement. The cutest quilty backpack from Eric Javits is on sale right now. And with our discount code, it is an extra sale, 20%. So go to tjriggins.com/deals, save 20%. It's the quilty backpack. I got it in a luscious chocolate brown. You're going to love it. tjriggins.com/deals.
New Radio Net presents the TJ and Riggins Show. With TJ, Riggins, Lindsay, Tech D, Rob. Now, back to the TJ and Riggins Show. Thank you for being part of the new radio explosion.
I got a funny Jody story for y'all. So this morning, when I got up and I was doing my thing that I do, getting ready to come up here and do the show, Jody was getting up and around because she had today is one of the days where she goes to her little part-time job. And, so she's not going to be here today. And, you know, we're moving. So, and, like next week, we'll actually be moving during the week. That's what my vacation is going to be, is moving. So, she said, look, there, I need you to do this and this. If you could do this before you start planning your other show, if you could just get these few things done. Because, I mean, I have to go from one thing to the next and all of that. And she sat down and she started writing, and she's left-handed. So she's sitting beside me, and I see that left hand just going. But I don't write upside down. I'm not one of those left-handed people. I do not write upside down. I always tell people that. So she's just writing around. She's got a big, normal, like copy paper, you know. And she gets through and she hands me that. I mean, and it is top to bottom list of things that, that I need to do today that would help her tremendously. Yeah. And so then she starts explaining the list to me. And she said, come here, just like in this pantry, I need you to go blah, blah, blah. These are your things. And then I said, well, is it on the list? Yeah, I put it on the list. And so finally I had to say, Jody, if it's on the list, I'll do it. But I got to go to work.
Yeah.
I got to go do the show. Yeah. I mean, you don't have to explain everything to me. Just if it's right. on the list, I'll do it.
Right. Like it's written down. Got it.
Yeah.
Can we post that list anywhere? I'm dying to take a peek at that list. Same. I want to see it.
I don't know. I'll have to go down there and get it. But I mean, it's just she does that, you know, she's in it, which is fine. Cause I don't mind it because I forget things, you know, we don't have the same type of mind, that, you know, works in the same way. So she's, A, B, C, D down the list. And I'm not. I may start on A and then something catches my eye over here on M. And I'm like, oh.
You're already at Z and you hadn't even gotten to C.
I haven't finished any of it, but I've done a little bit of all of it.
I get that, though.
Mm-hmm.
Did you make any progress on the list before the show started?
No. I was, you know, I was working on, I mean, she kept me like up until the last minute where I had to, I said, look, I've got to go start working on the show, but we're going to go on in about 30 minutes. I got to get some stuff done.
Yeah.
Okay.
But one more thing.
Yeah. It's like, now look, when I say, for you to take this, to Goodwill, take your old bike to Goodwill. That means I just want you to take it from the garage and put it into the back of your truck and drive it over to Goodwill and then unload it and give it to them and get a receipt. Okay.
I got it.
It's here on the list. Okay. That's what that means. Take bike to Goodwill. Well, I mean, I didn't write down the whole explanation. Not needed. I know where Goodwill is. I know how my tailgate works.
Yeah, exactly. You should call her in a panic and go, Jody, I don't know. I rode the bike over here and now I'm without a ride. How do I get home? I'm in Charleston.
Thank you for joining us.
Oh my God. I love it.
I love it. I love it.
This is TJ and Riggins. Subscribe to all the shows at tjriggins.com and never miss the latest episodes. Yeah. Thank you for joining us. This is TJ and Riggins. TJ and Riggins. The most important stories in the world. This is Now Trending on the TJ and Regan Show.
Our man Regans. Regans, the anchor man of the Now Trending news.
That's right. That's right. I don't know if anybody else saw this news, and I think this is kind of fun. Scary Spice from the Spice Girls is teasing a possible reunion next year because it's going to be 30 years of the Spice Girls. That'll make you feel a little bit old, doesn't it? 30 years. Their debut album came out in 1996. It was called Spice. And what a time to be alive. I was young, but TJ, what was that like in 96 when the Spice Girls hit?
Well, you know, for the type of radio station that I had always worked for, it was great. You know, people made fun of it, but it was awesome because around the same time was when you started getting Hanson and the Backstreet Boys and Mambo Number 5. And, you know, because pop music had taken a nosedive in the 90s for what they called new country. That was the thing. And it always goes in cycles, you know? And so when the Spice Girls and Hanson and Mambo Number 5 and all that came out, it really started putting pop music back in, you know, on the top. And then when NSYNC and the Backstreet Boys and all of that hit, I mean, it was awesome. It was awesome. Getting to go backstage into the dressing room of the Spice Girls when they came in concert was awesome. They're just lounging around and we're talking to them, interviewing them, all of them.
When you saw them, was Posh Spice still a part, or was Ginger Spice gone? They were all there.
They were all, it was the height of tell me what you want, what you really, really want.
Sure.
And I had this whole thing going on the air. You know how I'll just keep stupidness going, and that I had a huge crush on Posh and that I was going to, you know, try to talk trash to her. Even though I'm married, I'm going to try to, you know, all of that.
Yeah.
And she wasn't very playful. She wasn't mean or anything, but she didn't have that kind of personality. Now, Scary did. Scary had that kind of personality. So she was a lot of fun. And so was Ginger and Baby. Well, actually they all were except for Victoria. Yeah, she was the only one that was a little more reserved.
Yeah. You can tell too.
Yeah. And she's got, oh, sorry. Go ahead.
Tell you this though. I don't think at the time that I met her that she had great teeth.
But she got them fixed.
Yeah. I think this was before she got her teeth perfect.
Really? Okay. That is interesting to know. She's got a new Netflix docuseries coming out in the beginning of October. It's called Victoria Beckham. Yeah. I think she is one of the most beautiful people who have ever lived.
She is.
Is that crazy?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
She was even beautiful when her teeth were less than perfect.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to Google that because I want to see Victoria without perfect teeth. I'm finding that hard to believe. That's kind of crazy. But we'll see if she actually shows up for a Spice Girls reunion. I highly doubt that. I don't think that's going to happen.
She missed her chance. Let me just make that clear. She missed her chance.
Oh, with you. Yeah.
A little ugly troll. I don't even think they were together then.
No, I don't think so.
They have met then.
Well, she's settled. That's for sure.
Absolutely. Yeah. You know it.
If you want to get more stories, we have a new feature for Prime Plus subscribers. It is Now Trending Plus. So anything you might have missed during the show, I'm going to recap everything for you each day. So get subscribed, tjriggins.com. We've got more coming up next.
This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
Guys, I have an announcement. The cutest quilty backpack from Eric Javits is on sale right now. And with our discount code, it is an extra sale, 20%. So go to tjriggins.com/deals, save 20%. It's the quilty backpack. I got it in a luscious chocolate brown. You're going to love it. tjriggins.com/deals.
thank you for being part of the new radio explosion.
Baby, let's go.
Now, back to the TJ and Regan Show.
Please go get subscribed to all of our stuff. It's free, except if you want to be subscribed to the TJ Riggins Prime Plus, and that's only $4.99 a month, and you get all kinds of special things and commercial-free versions of the podcast and extra programming, like extra, extra funny that we do every day, and then now this this now trending deal that Riggins does that you only get if you're a subscriber. So TJRiggins.com will show you all of that. All that.
Absolutely. It's real good. Good. It's worth your money. So TJ's like sort of the master at when he's talking about dating. He seems to understand the plight of young people in dating. And he's talked about this before. And I'm going to sort of paraphrase what TJ says, but he always goes, don't be so self-conscious about the way you are in terms of dating. Like, just be yourself, get out there and ask people if they want to go out. That was kind of the message you were putting out there. Like, people are too self-conscious about themselves to get out in the dating world.
Mm-hmm. And it's because they're afraid of the rejection, or not even rejection, like we used to have to deal with when I was young, but rejection and then embarrassment on social media and all of it's magnified now with young people.
It's so funny you said that, because there's a guy, he's a Gen Zer. I think he's 24. He's talking about a new dating strategy for young guys that I think relates a lot to what TJ has pointed out before. I want to play this for you really quick.
Okay, so if you're a guy who can find a girl who hates all men, but likes you, you're set. Because these girls, everybody's like, all these guys are like, oh, I hate these girls who hate all men. You're playing the wrong, you're playing it wrong. That's the thing, is that all these girls who hate all men, they're going to find one man that they love, that they want to take care of, that they cherish, that they want to be super kind to, super sweet, everything like that. But the thing is all the other guys are like, no, I don't want to give you the time of day. A guy walks up to her. She's like, nope. Boom. Right to the face. KO first round, 5 seconds. It's wraps from there. But that's the thing, is she will turn around and look at you and be like, oh my gosh, sweetie, I love you so much. I'm so happy you're here. And give you a bunch of kisses. Yes. Yes, I want that. Immediately. Give it to me now. Please.
So he's saying, go after the woman that always is kind of cold, standoffish to all other guys, because that way you're really winning like a prize kind of thing.
Bless his heart. He's so misguided here. The only way that works is if the guy is completely willing to submit to her in every aspect, to give her exactly what she wants, to keep her from hating him like she does all the other men. If she hates all other men and you do something that she likes, it means that you are, you're caving to her every single crazy thought. You don't ever have your own opinions or anything, or she would hate you too.
And I see a little bit of what he's saying, like, you know, don't date someone that flirts with other dudes. Like, it can go much this way, but not to this extreme. I think he's kind of.
Yeah, he's talking about a radical feminist, and that you're the only male that she can stand to be around. She loves you because you don't act like all the other men that she hates. But she will hate you if you act like a man. You're going to have to act like, you're going to have to act like a little spineless jellyfish for her to continue to like you.
Yeah. And he used a lot of.
Yes. This is the TJ and Riggins Show. Subscribe to all the shows at TJRiggins.com and never miss the latest episodes. Yeah. Thank you for joining us. This is TJ and Riggins. TJ and Riggins.
The perfect start to the day.
New Radio Net presents the TJ and Riggins Show.
Just the best.
Thank you for being part of the new radio explosion.
So, women always say they want a good husband. They want a guy that's going to provide for them and be loyal to them and be a good father and all of that stuff. And then when they get that as a husband and a father, what do? They wait until he's gone off to work and they drool over the landscape guy out in their yard.
Who does that?
Talk about how he owns the company and he's rolling in it. It's like this deadbeat husband of mine who can't even afford to, you know, keep our kids in double private school. Hot lawn guy is the one that causes me to have to take my jacket off.
Yeah. I was sweating out there.
Yeah. What's his name?
Edward.
Edward. Now, does Kyle, your husband, know that that you think Edward is so hot?
Yes. And Okay. Every time I say it, he's like, calm down.
Well, yeah.
But I just went outside because he called Kyle and I get it on my computer, you know, that he's called. So I just wanted to know, is there an emergency? Did you need me? Did you need him? Did you need me?
So are you relaying the message of what he needed? Are you relaying that back to Kyle? And that's why you thought Kyle might need a picture of him? So it could remind him of who Edward is.
I actually just thought y'all might want to see him because I'm not making this up. Like, he's really cute. And when I went outside, I had my camera it's so obvious when someone's taking a picture of you. Like, so I was just like trying to keep his eyes here so that I could take a picture of him down here. But instead, the first thing he said was, I already talked to your husband. And so that would have been the end of the convo. But instead, since I was trying to get a picture of him, I was like, so there's nothing I need to tell him. What exactly happened? Like I care. Go trim some bushes. I don't care. I don't know what you're talking about, but I need a picture of you.
But it was for the reason of proving to us that he was as cute as you say he is. And, you know, you don't normally peek out the blinds at him with a camera. Or do you? I don't know. Do you do that?
I don't, but I have tried to take a picture of him out of the window to show my friends that he really is cute. I swear, guys, he's hot.
This is the TJ and Reagan Show.
Guys, I have an announcement. The cutest quilty backpack from Eric Javits is on sale right now. And with our discount code, it is an extra sale, 20%. So go to tjriggins.com/deals, save 20%. It's the quilty backpack. I got it in a luscious chocolate brown. You're going to love it. tjriggins.com/deals.
New Radio Net presents the TJ and Reagan Show with TJ, Reagan's, Lindsay, Tech D, Rob.
Sets the tone for my day.
This is the TJ and Reagan Show.
So, Lindsay.
Yeah.
I got a question for you. Since you were just talking about, you know, you're telling the story about your hot landscape guy who you not only took a picture of today, so you could prove to Riggins and me that he's good looking, that you have been known to try to take pictures of him through the blinds to send to your friends, to show your friends how good looking he is. Let's say you were doing some of your modeling stuff that you do down there at the boutique. You're working away from home and you came home and your cleaning ladies had been in the house and the head cleaning lady was super hot. And you knew that Kyle thinks that she's super hot and you walk in and he's looking at pictures of her that he sneaked on his phone when she didn't know that he was taking pictures of her. And he said, I just had to send these around to my buddies to prove how hot she is. I've been trying to tell them how hot she is.
Yeah.
What would your reaction?
You perv. Ew. How could you do that?
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's probably what he's saying about me, actually.
You cry though?
I wouldn't cry, no, because if he wants to leave me for her, feel free. Come on.
It's not that he wants to leave me for her. I mean,
I know, no.
He's just more desirous of her.
Yeah, no, I wouldn't cry. Honestly, I wouldn't.
A lot of women would look at it, especially if, you know, I think more so they would be more upset if they hadn't done the same thing to the guy that is in the yard working. But they would start to think, well, what is it about her? What, you know, why does he prefer her to me? And, you know, the insecurities would start coming in there. And then, of course, he'd be called a perv.
Yeah, yeah.
Because men can't do that same thing.
And I'm trying to put myself, I think I would have cried if it was like a boyfriend back at 10 years ago, 20 years ago. Mm-hmm. I could see myself being very upset. I don't know, right? Is that sad?
I believe it.
You know what I'm saying?
Now that you've got him in the boat, you know, you've already caught him. You landed him. He's in the boat. If he wants to go, you know, chase after the hot maid, he's going to have to pay for it.
That's what I'm saying, Teej. That's what I'm saying. I think it hurts less now. I don't know.
Yeah. You're looking forward to the weekends that you don't have the kids.
This is the TJ and Reagan Show. Prime Plus members get extra, extra funny, commercial-free versions of all the shows and more. Sign up at TJRiggins.com. Thank you for joining us. This is TJ and Riggins. The most important stories in the world. This is Now Trending on the TJ and Riggins Show.
Yeah. That's what it is. So glad to have Mr. Riggins doing his thing.
Absolutely.
Do your thing.
These are the top trending stories in the country right now. First of all, Aldi's is in the news. They gave away 1,000 free tote bags, and they were picked up online within 13 minutes. I don't know who doesn't have enough reusable totes at home, but there's a fervor. There's a fever pitch around these Aldi's reusable bags that I don't fully understand.
They are great for a lot of things. I use them for many, many a thing. But once you have, like, I don't know, five or less, you're fine.
Yeah.
I just realized that these aren't the types of bags that I thought they were. I thought they were for stoners, because I thought they were called toke bags.
Are you being serious? Oh, I was like.
Toke bag. Get it? It's,
yeah. It's,
take a little toke.
Kids call it token.
That's token. Right. They do. I wish I could take a token right now.
We're token the Mary Jane. That's what the kids say.
That's it. That's what's happening. Today, I know this is not going to affect you at all, TJ, but today is National Cheeseburger Day. And I know you don't really like a cheeseburger, so this is not going to affect you in any way, is it?
And I haven't had a cheeseburger in over 2 months now.
Yeah.
It hurts.
Is that the one thing? Is that like the one thing that's not a beer that you would love?
Yeah, probably. Cheeseburger would be tied with pizza. Yeah. But maybe cheeseburger edging it out at the top spot.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Do you know how I like my cheeseburger?
With lettuce and tomato.
That's right.
I like mine with lettuce and tomato.
I never understood why he was putting Heinz 57 though on a burger. I always thought, wouldn't you want to have ketchup instead of Heinz 57?
Because it's delicious.
I've never had Heinz 57.
Yeah, that was a thing. It was a trend at one point.
Okay.
You know, and then A1 on burgers too, because they'd say it's not chopped ham, it's chopped steak.
Yeah.
It's a hamburger. You know, that's what the commercials were. So put A1 on your hamburgers.
Yeah.
That makes a lot of sense, actually. Mm. And then one of the largest homes in the United States, it's 50,000 square feet, is up for sale for $175 million. I believe so. Oh, no, it's actually in Los Angeles. But they're divorcing, so that house is on the market. A lot of home at stake. We've got more coming up next.
More TJ and Riggins coming up. Subscribe to all the shows at TJRiggins.com and never miss the latest episodes. Yeah. Thank you for joining us. This is TJ and Riggins. TJ and Riggins. TJ and Riggins.
TJ and Riggins. Guys, I have an announcement. The cutest quilty backpack from Eric Javits is on sale right now, and with our discount code, it is an extra sale, 20%. So go to tjriggins.com/deals, save 20%. It's the quilty backpack. I got it in a luscious chocolate brown. You're going to love it. tjriggins.com/deals.
Now, back to the TJ and Reagan Show.
Listen everywhere.
Thank you for being part of the new radio explosion.
Uh-huh. Boom, boom, exploding.
Boom, boom, boom. I hope this question doesn't come across as offensive, but I think it might. But it's my question is, Lindsay, do you know how to do laundry?
Yes. And you know about me. I don't ever get offended, so don't worry. I do know.
Okay. I just assumed you had somebody doing your laundry for you. I don't know why.
That'd be nice.
It would be nice, right? But yeah. I just can't picture you standing there with the laundry basket. Like, my mom had a Rubbermaid laundry basket. It was brown. I remember it vividly. She had it on her hip and she'd be hanging stuff out in the backyard, like the sheets and stuff. I just can't picture you doing laundry for some reason.
I don't do that. I don't hang up a thing like outside. I mean, I do probably 4 loads a day, and I'm not exaggerating. I mean, tons of kids' uniforms and outfit, whatever. But I don't hang it. I just do the normal washer and dryer.
I don't think most people are hanging up their laundry anymore. But even seeing you standing at the washing machine just seemed like a foreign image to me for some reason.
If you come over at any given time of the day, I have laundry in. I'm dead serious.
You're doing laundry all the time.
I'm doing some right now as I'm sitting here.
And TJ, I know you're pretty well versed in the cooking area. Can you do laundry?
Oh yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I don't believe you. Hmm. When was the last time you did a lot of laundry?
A couple weeks ago. Because Jody's got her little job now, and sometimes if it's my laundry day, I'll go ahead and get it started before she gets home. You know, while I'm here working and stuff, I'll get the laundry started. But yeah, I started doing my laundry when I was about 14.
Okay.
My mom made sure that my brother and I could both cook and do laundry and know how to clean the house and all of that kind of stuff.
Which is fantastic, I want to say. So I'll give props to your mom, because I went to college and had to learn at that point how to do laundry.
Yeah. And when you were in college, you were just trying to get vomit out of everything.
Preach, honey. Yes. Yes.
We'll see you, girl.
What do you mean when you say it's your laundry day? You do laundry separately? You and your wife?
Jody does her laundry on, let's say it's Tuesday, and then she does my laundry on Wednesday.
Okay.
Breaks it up.
Because she doesn't want
to. I still separate it and all. A lot of people don't even do that. I do that. It's the colors from the whites and stuff.
Heck yeah. Sure. Okay. All right. Fair enough.
More TJ and Riggins coming up.
Guys, I have an announcement. The cutest quilty backpack from Eric Javits is on sale right now. And with our discount code, it is an extra sale, 20%. So go to tjriggins.com/deals, save 20%. It's the quilty backpack. I got it in a luscious chocolate brown. You're going to love it. tjriggins.com/deals.